Alexia, fall is in the air, which means we welcome in the sights and sounds to Southern New Mexico. And this week, the 17th annual Jazz Happening, an annual tradition.
Yeah, this weekend, it starts tonight. The Jazz Happening kicks off at 6 p.m. with jazz bands performing at six different restaurants. That's going to include La Posta, Double Eagle, Josefina's, Old Gate Cafe, Hacienda de Mesilla, St. Clair Winery, and Cafe de Mesilla.
So literally the entire town just turns into jazz happening.
Yeah, and then Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be music on the plaza pretty much all day.
And this is free?
Yes, it is.
Cool. Okay, so that Jazz Happening, 17th Annual Jazz Happening in Mesilla. Let's move on to the Cultural Bazaar. Talk to me about this.
Okay, so the 7th Annual Cultural Bazaar is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Brannigan Cultural Center. And the event features the traditions, art, dance, clothing, and other customs of more than a dozen cultures represented in Las Cruces.
Interesting. And this is, they're going to have music from different countries.
Yeah, and you can learn about different cultures and customs and a wide range of diverse cultures and nationalities found in Las Cruces. So
that's
it sounds
really
pretty interesting.
That's pretty interesting. Let's go into theater. What is this? Breakneck Julius Caesar and Breakneck Hamlet?
Yeah, they're condensed plays. They're 1 hour each. Breakneck Julius Caesar will be at 2:30 p.m. and Breakneck Hamlet will be at 8 p.m. at the Black Box Theater on Sunday. And they're kind of...
condensed?
Yeah, like a shorter version of the story, and it's kind of a comedy, I guess.
Okay.
It's the first time I've heard of it myself.
Okay, so Breakneck Julius Caesar and Breakneck Hamlet. I like it just for the title, happening at the Black Box Theater. What is this, St. Luke's County Country Fair?
The St. Luke's Country Fair is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in La Union, or La Union.
La Union.
Yeah, and the fair will include a lot of different things, smoked brisket, a pie baking contest, a bake sale, kids' games, music, vendors, and apparently the Great Dash Hund Stampede, which sounds interesting.
Okay. Well, there's plenty to do this weekend for sure.
Yeah.
As there is for the rest of the fall. It's just a nice time of the year to go out and about. The weather is a little bit cool in the evenings. Definitely cool in the mornings. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And with this change in weather, I swear, on September 1st, I had friends on Facebook that were already talking about pumpkin. And you have answered their call this week with your taste for your impulse.
Yeah, so this week we did something a little bit different. And instead of focusing on just one restaurant, Sylvia Quintanilla wrote about different places in town where you can get pumpkin.
Right. Here's why I'm just very disturbed by you. Why didn't you invite me to write this column? I'm a big lover of pumpkin.
I didn't know that you would be up for writing it.
Okay, well,
I'll have to remember that for
fine,
next time.
Fine, I'll deal with it. Where in the world can we find pumpkin in southern New Mexico?
Okay, well, there's a lot of places in Las Cruces. Busy Bee's Custom Cakes on Roadrunner. They have a pumpkin roll, and it comes with walnuts and sweet cream cheese frosting inside. It sounds really good. And then Butler Baking Company has pumpkin brownies and pumpkin bars. And Let Them Eat Cake has a vegan pumpkin cupcake. And the Bean Cafe de Mesilla has a pumpkin spice latte and a pumpkin croissant pastry. And there's a lot of others that we mentioned in Pulse, too, if you want to pick one up and read about it.
Well, one of my favorites is Caligi's Frozen Custard. They have pumpkin custard and pumpkin pie sundae.
Yeah, that sounds really good to me, the pumpkin pie sundae.
Okay, so pumpkin pie all around. People are talking about pumpkin pie I just want tamales. To me,
really?
Fall is tamale season. So
I'm all about pumpkin.
Okay, so let's go. Let's do it. All right, thank you, Alexia. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.